Good evening. We're going to start with the Heart Sutra tonight. Since we've just chanted it, it's so nice to bring it up into our consciousness before we begin to talk. I wanted to tell you first that I spent a few days in the mountains this last weekend with a couple of people who practice meditation, and I would recommend going with some friends and combining walking in the mountains with meditation. It's such a very nice thing to do. You're out there, really out there, and the sizes of everything change, the perspective changes. Our own huge, enormous, ever-pressing concerns suddenly shrink to practically nothing. And the wind blows in the trees. So that's my recommendation. If you have a chance, it's great to go by yourself, actually. But to go with friends is greater in a way. Sitting together and walking together and eating together. So, I recommend it. I have a handout. We're going to have handouts for this. Because I think it will be helpful. And it's up to you to... Sure, I have enough. Thank you, Dan.
Sure.
This initial page is kind of condensation of a lot of the material that... Thank you, Dan. That we know very well because we say those words every time. Prajna, emptiness, paramitas, skandhas, five skandhas. And... It helps very much to know what those are, and we will talk about them as we go through the sutra. I don't want to talk about them tonight, but I thought if you're curious that this is a good way to start when you take it home to read it. The second page is a small bibliography of the most available books about the Heart Sutra. There are more. But these would certainly keep you busy if you tried to read every single one. they're all good ones, and they're all quite different. Hakuin Senji is very strange and wonderful. Khonsa is a scholar. Lopez is a scholar. Thich Nhat Hanh, it's very sweet. And Red Pine is the most recent one, and that's this one, Translation and Commentary by Red Pine. So it's a little book and nice to handle if you like the way books smell and feel. This is a really nice book. It's got good stuff inside, too. And then... I'm giving you all a copy of the Heart Sutra to take home. recommend that you memorize it if you can. It's wonderful to have it inside you and on call at any moment. I have a friend, whenever he sees a dead animal on the road, a squashed squirrel, will stop and chant the Heart Sutra for it. That's pretty extreme, but he has a very soft heart and feels it's important to do something. So this is chanted in weddings, funerals, house blessings, baby blessings, and of course every kind of ceremony that we have in Zen, from this one that we do every Tuesday night to ordinations, and it's very simple condensation of the Mahayana teaching of, it's the heart of Mahayana teaching, very, very condensed so that every single word counts. The next one is how it's chanted in most Zen centers. And I hope we can chant it ourselves this way. I think we still have a Mokugyo, don't we? Do we have a little Mokugyo? The little fish drum. So you go bop, 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 bop. Because that's the way this is chanted. Kanji zai bo zatsukyo jin hanya harami ta di sho. So it's very Japanese in that way. Though these are Chinese words. It's called Sino-Japanese. So it's a kind of combination of Japanese and Chinese. It isn't completely... this is a little translation that goes along with it. But they say that it's not terribly clear. But the shiki fu i ku ku fu iki shiki 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 soku ze ku ku soku ze shiki ju so gyo. That's form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. So often those characters are used in calligraphy to practice the word for emptiness, and the word for form, or the character for form, is practiced over and over again until it becomes a part of you. The next one is Kanzi's translation. Kanzi was a scholar at the beginning of the last century, English, I think, and did many translations. He was one of the sort of pioneers of really getting into this material and bringing it forward into our life. You know, when we started out, when I started out, there was almost nothing. Very few translations at all. Very few books. It's hard to believe now. You go to the store and it's just, you know, masses and masses. And Buddhism is here, Mahayana is here, Zen is here, Tibetan is there. And then when I began almost 40 years ago now, there really was almost nothing. And little by little, people have been translating. There was an English missionary who was one of the first ones to bring things into English, but she threw so many sort of Christian thoughts into her translation that it's not exactly very helpful. But Kanzi wasn't interested in that side of things. He was very interested in the scholarly side, where everything came from. And so this is his... pretty accurate and pretty close to what we what we chant, with a little introduction. And then the last one is what the Tibetans do. they have a little an introduction about the Bhagavati, which is another word for Buddha, homages, and then a little story about Buddha being on Vulture Peak and gathering the monks and the bodhisattvas. And then the Blessed One, the Buddha, entered samadhi and emanates dharmas. And then Noble Avalokiteshvara, looking at the profound practice of transcendent knowledge, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness, and et cetera, et cetera. So then Shariputra asked Avalokiteshvara, how should these noble men and women learn and wish to follow the profound practice of transcendent knowledge? And Noble Avalokiteshvara answered Shariputra with three words. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. And then it goes on through the whole familiar words. And then after the gate gate, then Avalokiteshvara goes on to say, Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva, mahasattva, should learn. And Buddha rose from that samadhi and praised Avalokiteshvara, saying, well done, well done. Gives context to it. It makes a story, which gives us some kind of context also, if you think that these things are happening now, here. And this last one is how it sounds in Pali. Ya sunyata, ya shunyata, tadrupam, evam, eva, vedana, samjan, samya, samskara, vijna, jnani. Some of those words are kind of familiar because we've talked about vijna and prajna and shunyata. So I thought that would be interesting for you all to see. So that's to take home. This is something that you can look at. It's a book called Writing the Heart Sutra. It was put together by Martha Dayan, a gal who practices at Jikoji. Maybe some of you know her. And it's about the history of the Heart Sutra, little talks on emptiness and prajna, and how to write the Heart Sutra. And this is the seal script. This is an old way of writing Chinese characters. And here's a grass script and running script. You can see how different it is. And this is the one we always think of. Clerical script, it's called. And it tells you, oh, I thought it did, how to do the... So you have to be... It's real hard to do without a teacher. But it tells you, no, you do come down, you go this way, you go this way, and this way, and this way. And how the brush goes down is how it follows itself across the paper and then comes up, and the mark is made. It's a wonderful practice. You feel terribly helpless and out of control. It's just you and this brush and black ink and white paper. And I always get very nervous and shaky, and I think, oh, I can't do this, I can't. But if you keep doing it over and over, just trying it slowly and patiently, after a while you don't think about it anymore. And then it starts to work. You start to find it's coming back at you from the paper. It's a wonderful experience. Here's somebody who wrote it all out in our calligraphy. We can do that too. There's a practice in Buddhism, especially in Zen, of writing out whole sutras. This is a tiny one, but people write out the whole Lotus Sutra, which is many, many chapters long. So, and this gives all the different ways you can do that. So I will put this out here for you all to look at. Oops. And I thought I'd tell you a little bit about where it came from. One way that it came was that Buddha didn't give all of his teachings during his lifetime and hid some of them away, some deep under stones and in caves and some in far countries. And the Heart Sutra, this practice, Mahayana practice, was hidden deep in a river where the Naga people lived. And they protected it and kept it safe until the time was ripe for it and people could understand it. And then Nagarjuna dived down and rescued it and brought it forth. Nagar being of those people also. Nobody knows where it came from, actually. Nobody knows who wrote it or exactly where. They think maybe Afghanistan or Pakistan. Interesting, isn't it? I mean, there's so much a part of our life now. It's like we're right there. Part of our body is connected to those countries already. And they think the Heart Sutra came from there. There was an empire which took over all of those places. The Kushan Empire, it was called, which I had never heard of before. They were people who came from the north and invaded China and Pakistan and India and took over and became very interested in Buddhism. This was at the turn of the millennia. So it was just a few hundred years after Buddha had died. And they began translating the texts into Chinese from India and began building temples and creating a whole Buddhist world.
So this was the turn of which
millennia? AD and BC? Yeah, you're right. There's several, aren't there? It was way back there.
Oh, I thought it might have been even 1,000 years.
No. It was after Buddha. It was Buddha's teaching. So there was already this material, some kind of Prajnaparamita material that was in the south of India, but this was something different and a little bit later, first century AD. And the story is that it became popular. It wasn't popular in the very beginning at all. It was there, but only until a monk, about, when was that, 600, in the 600s, was tending an old sick man, and the old sick man recited this to him. And he was so moved by it that he became ordained and went to India to find out about it. And he traveled for thousands and thousands of miles all over India, gathering texts and talking to teachers and trying to get all the material together. It took him years and years and years. And he finally got back and brought all the material to the emperor and received great acclaim. People were thrilled, and that was the beginning of the Dharma coming to the Mahayana Dharma coming to China, when all that material from that one man became available. So they think it was composed by somebody who was a particular kind of monk, a Sarvastivardhan, were a flavor of Buddhism, who believed that things were empty except for some things. And they had lists and lists of all the dharmas that were real, and then all the others were not real. And it was a very convoluted and intellectual kind of understanding about Buddha's teaching. And Red Pine says he thinks one of those monks saw through all that and thought it was baloney after a while and started studying it. And and created this Heart Sutra as a way of explaining how it wasn't true. All dharmas, it says in the sutra, are marked with emptiness. All dharmas are marked with emptiness, not just some here and others not. This is a guess, so we don't really know. What we do know is it's based on the idea of wisdom rather than knowledge. In the Sarvastivadin understanding, jnana meant knowledge. And as the Greeks believed that we gather up knowledge and become wise. That's one kind of wisdom. But our kind of Heart Sutra wisdom is prajna, which is beginner's mind. The wisdom before we think about it. So there are three kinds of prajna. There's ordinary, everyday mind, which some old teachers say is the Buddha itself. Ordinary mind is Buddha's mind. There's the metaphysical mind, which sees everything as impermanent and pure and selfless, Buddha's teachings. And then there are the transcendent wisdom, which has no views. It's neither pure nor impure, neither here nor there. How can we say? The transcendent mind is the mind of the Heart Sutra. And as you can see, it's impossible to say. And so it talks around it by negation. It's not, 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 no, no, no. Until it gets to prajna itself. And when it comes to wisdom, that's all the bodhisattva has left. The bodhisattva depends on prajna paramita. And mind is no hindrance. The mind of careful thinking, you could say. Or the mind of any kind of thinking. It doesn't get in the way of experiencing the transcendence of our life. So that you can see, it's a very mysterious thing, in a way. because it's so old, for one thing, and yet it survived. It's been found in the Dongguan caves. It's been perpetuated all through China through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, hidden away sometimes, brought out, practiced. Everywhere you go today, you will chant the Heart Sutra. If you're away from the Zendo for a long, long time and come back, and you hear it, and it just goes inside. So that's the beginning. We'll talk about Avalokiteshvara and Shariputra next time. I'll try to bring some pictures too, so you can see. Are there questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
The bells and how it goes with it and why, where and why, you know, with the dome.
Oh, it doesn't make sense when we're here because we don't have a real altar. The bells are mostly for the priest. So when the bell rings at prajna, the first prajna, that's the signal for the priest to bow and go up and offer incense. And then there's a second prajna when the priest has finished and bows and goes back to the head of the bowing mat. That's the two in the middle of the sutra. And then the rest are, the gate. It's just to kind of ring down until we do the bows. The rest are just for bowing.
And why the ring down?
I think it's just for the drama.
Okay.
It's...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
don't think so.
I mean, not that it's not meaningful, but yeah.
Yeah. But it's a way of everybody doing everything at the same time.
And isn't that sort of when people are now getting ready to bow again? As the bells are.
Yes, and actually the priests are all getting their bowing mats out during that ding 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 ding. So that's right. That's sort of a pause until everything is set. And of course we don't do all of that here, so it doesn't really make sense. But it's nice to learn it. It's nice to know. So when you are in a Zendo with an altar, you can do it. You're all ready, aren't you?
What does it mean when the lights come on before the bells?
What does it mean what?
When the lights come on before the bells
fade. Not such a good idea. Better to sit in the dark.
Okay.
Thank you anyway.
We'll turn the lights on for you next time. Like when? Is this what you meant?
No. It was just meant it as a joke. I didn't know what to do. So.
Yeah. As long as you can see your clock.
There's a light on it.
Supposed to be. I thought there was too.
You also tilt it just so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that light will illuminate it for a moment. Why do you think that?
And I'm an optics engineer.
Why do you think it is that one phrase, the gate gate phrase, has been left exactly the way it is on the last page, which is the Sanskrit?
Because it is Sanskrit.
But why that one line?
Because it's a mantra. Which is, it's the sound of it more than the meaning of it. It means, crossing over or carrying on or letting go or something like that. But actually, it's just the sound of it itself that is the letting go of it. Yeah, good question.
I've always wondered why that was.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like this translation, the Kohn's translation. So what you were saying that Kohn said about let it go, where it's gone, gone,
mm-hmm.
gone, gone, all together, beyond.
Yes.
Concept.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else?
This will get the emptiness next week.
And maybe the week after, too. Yeah. Red Pine has a wonderful article about emptiness, which is very, very helpful. So if you have a chance to look at this book, it will help you. But we'll definitely talk about it. Well, let's have our 1 minute sit.